Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a brief at the Federal Court of Appeals asking the court to reverse again for the second time the denial of a preliminary injunction regarding a buffer zone in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We're going to be talking about what this buffer zone is and the status of this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, on our webpage and our press release at lc.org, we have one of our clients pictured there standing in front of one of the abortion clinics and holding a sign on a public sidewalk that says, "Abortion hurts women." This is the case of Riley versus City of Harrisburg out of Pennsylvania. The city council people, they ultimately just decided to go along with Planned Parenthood's version of a buffer zone that Planned Parenthood drafted and provided to the city, Matt, and they passed it. And this buffer zone, enacted by the city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, prohibits any pro-life speech on public sidewalks up to 70 feet outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion center. You obviously can tell exactly what they're intending. They don't want you to be anywhere near these women and families or people accessing the abortion clinic to give them prayer, counsel, and life-saving alternative information.
Which is unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination targeting a certain type of speech for favored status and unfavored status. You know, the buffer zone zombie rears its ugly head again. Just when we think the United States Supreme Court has killed and buried the buffer zone zombie once and for all, it digs its way out here with the city council in Harrisburg.
And we're talking about 50 to almost 70 feet away from the sidewalk. There's no way you could have even a decent conversation.
No, in fact, what it forces you to do is use a magnification, which is something you don't want to do.
That's offensive,
because then you violate another noise ordinance.
Right.
So you basically are not able, and you certainly can't pass out a literature or a pamphlet.
Women,
which is by design. They want to create the disruption,
I argued the very first buffer zone case in the country at the U.S. Supreme Court in 1994. It was the Madsen case out of Melbourne, Florida. Judy Madsen Johnson and Ed Martin were both the plaintiffs in that case that we represented. Both of those, amazingly, were very strong pro-life, and both of them passed and went on to be with the Lord last year. Ironically, they also succumbed to the same kind of cancer, same year, within months of each other. But this case is one that I argued at the U.S. Supreme Court in 1994, and there's been several buffer zone cases after that. And the most recent buffer zone case was a case out of the Northeast and ultimately struck down the buffer zone. What are buffer zones? Buffer zones are imaginary lines, if you will, drawn around an abortion clinic. In the case that I argued, it was not only around the clinic, but it was around people accessing the clinic and around the private homes of the people associated with the clinic. So those buffer zones were all over the city of Melbourne, and they would also follow any person associated with the clinic anywhere they went. In this case, this is a stationary buffer zone, if you will, and it basically is designed to create, if you will, like an electronic fence that you put around your yard to keep your animal in. It's not electronic, but it's this invisible fence, if you will.
Like the Star Wars bubble kind of
right.
shield
and
or whatever.
And if you walk inside of that invisible zone, cross that line, then you're in violation of the buffer zone ordinance and you could be arrested. Even if you're on public property, even if you're on a public sidewalk or a public road, exactly. If you enter into that zone and your message is pro-life, then you'll be arrested. Now, if you enter into that zone and your message is not pro-life,
it's pro-abortion,
or it's any other topic,
yeah,
it doesn't apply to you.
So what's it singling out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only
a viewpoint.
Yeah,
speech.
A viewpoint. It's only singling out. And the Supreme Court and other courts have come up with this viewpoint discrimination. There's content discrimination, which prohibits the content, the entire subject matter. It's kind of like looking at a quarter. It's got heads and tails. Or looking at politics, and there's Republican and Democrat. Content would be prohibiting any discussion of politics. Viewpoint would be allowing discussion of politics from a Democratic perspective, but not from a Republican perspective. The Supreme Court has said viewpoint discrimination is automatically, essentially, unconstitutional. There's never been a case in the history of the Supreme Court where viewpoint discrimination has been upheld.
And rarely is content
Rarely
upheld.
Is content, right.
If you're calling for the overthrow of the government, or if you're calling for someone to be killed, or some other kind of restricted speech, yes.
Yeah, but viewpoint's not. And the reason is that the government comes into a subject matter, and they pick and choose which viewpoint is permissible. And that's what they did here. They came into the subject matter of abortion, and they said, anything outside of abortion is okay. But within the context of abortion, only pro-abortion speech is okay, because these other pro-abortion people with the clinic, they can have signs about pro-choice or whatever they want to put on their signs,
right.
And that's okay. But pro-life speech on abortion is banned.
It's patently unconstitutional.
Right. And so this case, we filed it with the federal district court, Judge Sylvia Rambo. And the first time we were before the court, she ruled against us. We appealed the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. She already acknowledged that there was a minimum of content restriction. But instead of putting the burden on the government to prove why they needed it, she put it on us, which was wrong. We appealed that to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. Unanimously, we won, got the case reversed. The court said that the lower court was wrong. We went back. It should have been a no-brainer. We then had a trial. And again, the judge came up with a different reason and said, no, we're not going to give you the injunction. So we're back up to the Court of Appeals again. We filed our brief, and we will argue this case later this year.
But you know, when it comes down to it, this is really a life issue, because we know that so many babies' lives are saved every month because of these faithful counselors who come out and volunteer and speak truth and life to them, as well as women who come to the Lord as a result.
Yeah.
So that's the ultimate bottom line here.
It's life and death.
Yeah.
It's life and death. And that's our clients. What they do, they go out in front or they go as close as they can to this abortion clinic, whether it's rain or shine, whether it's cold or hot, and they are out there standing for human life.
Gently speaking to them. They're not beating anyone or they're not yelling.
They're, not
they're just gently speaking
using megaphones
speaking
or anything.
Truth,
they're
yeah.
just wanting to be gentle. They're there to pray. I mean, first of all, they're concerned about the soul of the woman.
Absolutely.
And the people that are with that person regarding this choice that they're about ready to make. And also for this innocent child who could be minutes away from being ripped apart in the womb. This child is there in the womb comfortable, should be protected with no cares, no worries, secure. And minutes away from a brutal, destructive,
painful
death.
Yeah.
And these individuals, they take the time out of their schedules and they go there and they stand. These are the real heroes. These are the real individuals around the country, and they're all over. And so we're pleased and proud to represent the people that go in front of this clinic. And we will not rest, Holly, until this abortion buffer zone is overturned, where these clients that we have and others that are around the country are able to access and give life-saving information that will literally save lives and transform individuals who are taking their children to the death chambers. Pray for this case. It's called Riley versus City of Harrisburg. It is now pending at the Federal Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. We're back there a second time. Pray that we ultimately win. Later this year, I will argue the case at the Court of Appeals. For more information on this and other issues, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. And of course, this week, we will be in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital, at the annual March for Life, the National Prayer Memorial for the Unborn. And then also this coming Sunday is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And then next week, Tuesday, on January 22, we will be participating in laying roses there in the Capitol and at the Supreme Court. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.